Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Hope you're having a blessed day. And this is a continuation of episode number 11, which I entitled Redeemed by the Blood of Jesus. And this should be the final part of this episode, so I hope you will tune in to the previous two parts, as well as the special feature episode where I share a couple of songs with you and an amazing story about redemption. So again, all of that you can find at whatever platform that you have found this podcast on. It should be there. And I hope you'll listen to the previous episodes as well. Before I get started today, just as a reminder that I am not going to go into any deep theological discussions. I try and keep things basic. I don't have any ministerial training, so if you're looking for something deep or something theological, this may not be the right podcast for you. I'm just trying to keep it simple and share the good news of the gospel with you and try and bring the experiences that I have had in the Christian walk with you. We're just kind of having a conversation, just talking about different things, and I just want you to know how much God loves you and also the importance of reading His Word each and every day. I cannot stress that enough. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. On the last part of this episode, I gave you several references all about redemption. If you missed any of those, you can go back and listen to the episode. And maybe if you can't find the episode or you have a question about something that I've said, again, you can email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. And just remember to share this podcast with your friends and family. And I am so blessed that this is a worldwide podcast. And the good news of the gospel is getting around the entire world, not because of me, but all to the glory of God. So on the first part of the episode, I gave you the definition of what it means to be redeemed, and then I gave you some verses that talk about being redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Some of them serve as reminders, and they remind us that we have not been redeemed by money or by anything perishable, but we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I guess the whole key of this episode is just to understand that we have all been redeemed because Christ came and died once for all of us. That is something that's very important. I know I've said this on the last two parts of this episode. There are some denominations that believe that Jesus came and only died for certain people. That is not true. He came and He died once for all, but not all will receive Him. There are going to be many that never come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I just pray that if you're listening today, that you are not one of those, because you will not want to spend all of eternity in hell. You will want to spend all of eternity in heaven with your brothers and sisters in Christ, but more importantly, with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. So, as I continue on, I'm finished giving you all the references. I know I kind of, maybe hopefully I didn't overload you too much in the last part of this episode, but I did say I would have some examples of people who have been either redeemed by Christ or who can be redeemed. And I said something that's very important to understand is no one is beyond the redemption of Christ. And as I just said a few moments ago, we have all been redeemed, but not everybody turns in their ticket of redemption that Christ has already paid for us. Not everyone comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, but there is no one that Jesus cannot save. There is no one that cannot turn in their ticket of redemption and spend all of eternity with God and Christ Jesus. So I want to make sure that that's very clear. And there's nothing in your life that you've done that God cannot forgive you for, or that you cannot be forgiven of, or that you have not been redeemed from. Because again, the blood of Jesus has redeemed us from the bondage and the weight of sin. So here are some examples of people who have either been redeemed or who can be redeemed by Christ. The first one is a biblical example, and this one is found in Acts chapter 9. And if you have never read Acts 9, I'm not going to read the entire chapter today, but I do encourage you to read that. And it's called The Conversion of Saul. And you may have heard of the name of Saul, and I know that you've heard of who Saul became, and that was he became the Apostle Paul and wrote almost a third of God's Word, of course, inspired by the Holy Spirit. But God came into Saul's life. He changed his name. He changed his life forever, and He redeemed him. And just to give you a little bit of a background on Saul, Saul was going around persecuting Christians all over the world at the time. And he was actually, what some believe, he presided over the stoning of Stephen, who was the first martyr in the Bible. Saul was there. Saul was the one that was essentially officiating the whole thing. So this guy was very hostile towards Christianity. He could not stand Christians. He wanted to wipe them out. He wanted to just get rid of them. And God came and he changed his life. He redeemed him. I would argue that Paul became one of the greatest Christian converts in all of human history. So don't believe the lie that no one can be redeemed, because God can redeem anybody. Never stop praying for somebody. Maybe you've got somebody in your life and you just say they're living an ungodly life. They're not living a life that they should be living. Or I've been sharing with someone for a long time, for maybe, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, maybe even longer. They still haven't come to know. Never give up, because it's never too late until they take their last breath here on earth. It is never too late to come to know Christ. There have been many people that have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ on their deathbed. Now, I don't encourage you to wait that long. To me, that's cutting it a little bit close. But nevertheless, God loves us so much that he paid the price for our sins when he sent Jesus to be the sacrifice for us at Calvary. Now, that was a biblical example in the Apostle Paul. Let me give you a couple of modern day examples. The first two that I'm going to mention have actually been in the news. I live here in the DFW area, and if you live in the DFW area, I'm sure you've heard about these two pastors. They're pretty well-known pastors. The first one is Dr. Tony Evans of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he recently stepped down from the pastorate and said that something has happened in his life, and he felt he needed to step down, he needed to repent of that, and he needs to step away for a while, and whatever it is, he has been redeemed for that. And I pray that God helps him work through that. I pray that he confesses that to God and asks for forgiveness, whatever that may be. But no matter how bad it seems, he has been redeemed. Also, Robert Morris, who was the pastor of Gateway Church here in Southlake, Texas, and he has been more in the news than Dr. Tony Evans, because what Pastor Morris did, many consider to be an actual crime. He is not beyond redemption as well. Now, do I think either one of these men, and we don't really know exactly the whole story of Dr. Tony Evans and what he has done. We do know more of the story of Pastor Robert Morris, and I'm actually going to have a link for you in the description of this episode. There is someone out there who I appreciate everything that he does. I've used one of his interviews for a previous episode where I was talking about worship in the church. It's Justin Peters, and he has a ministry, and he's an amazing man of God. And he actually does this video where he talks with one of Pastor Robert Morris's colleagues. I believe they used to work together at one of Robert's previous churches. They talk about different things and how some people knew about what had happened and they did nothing about it, and how they're going to be held accountable to God. And it's a really great interview. It sheds a little bit more light, and you're going to hear some things that you won't hear in the mainstream news. And so I will post the link to that video in the description. And there's also a retraction, because something that the guest said on that video with Justin Peters, he had to retract. And I commend that. He is a man of faith. He's a man of integrity. And he said, look, I was wrong on this and I need to clarify this. And so I will also have the retraction video as well. And then I've got a link that also has the story about Dr. Tony Evans. And again, we don't know exactly what Dr. Tony Evans did. He just said, I need to step away. You know, we are all held accountable, and especially pastors are held to a higher standard. And he did something that he feels is just, he knows is not right. So he is stepping away from the pastorate. And I do believe that I hate to call him pastor, but Robert Morris, I don't believe should ever be in ministry again. I do hope he repents and just knows that he is forgiven of that if he confesses that sin, and that he has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And some people, when you find out what he did, I will say that when you listen to the video, you may not want to have small children around. What he did is not something that you may want your little ones hearing. And so I do just want to give you that little bit of a warning. But I think sometimes we as Christians sit here. I hate to say judge, but I feel like, see, we as Christians, sometimes I feel like we have different levels of sin. You know, you say, okay, obviously lying is a sin. And then you have murder that's a sin. But see, I feel like we as humans are going, well, murder is a lot worse than lying. But in God's eyes, sin is sin. It's all the same, and he can redeem us. And that's hard for us to understand as humans, but that's why we're not God, because he has redeemed us. We sit here and we say, how can you tell me? I am telling you that someone who is a, let's just say, a serial killer can be redeemed and has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and they can come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then you could have somebody over here who, obviously, nobody's going to live a perfect life, but, you know, they may lie once in a while. They obviously probably sin now and then, but they haven't committed a murder. Both of them, if they have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, will go to heaven. And that's hard for us, I think, to wrap our minds around, because we just say, well, you know, if you've committed murder, then that's almost beyond redemption. It is not beyond redemption. The devil wants you to believe that because he's trying to get as many souls as he can. But Satan doesn't care about us, and so he'll lie to us. He does lie to us all the time. He and his demons and his goons, they will lie to us, and they will make you believe that a serial killer or someone who has just committed this heinous crime can never be redeemed. And it's almost like they're past the point of helping. Like, you shouldn't share the gospel with them because God's not going to save them. God will never forgive them for doing that. And again, that is a lie. Now, a couple of more that I'm going to mention, and these are ones that I've mentioned on a previous episode as well, and they are George Soros, Anthony Fauci, and Bill Gates. Three of the most evil men that I believe are roaming the planet right now. And I'm sure there are many others that we could add to that list, but those are three that are in the news. You hear their names. They're, again, some of the most evil men. You could argue that Fauci is one of the biggest mass murderers in all of history. He may never be convicted, but just what he knew about COVID-19, and just there's so many things out there and that are coming to light of everything that he knew. And again, I think you could argue that he's one of the biggest mass murderers in all of human history. But he has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But he may never come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that we should not pray that he does. That does not mean that someone should just say, well, I'm not going to share the gospel with him because he's too far gone. No one is too far gone. And this is why I think Paul was such an amazing convert, because there were people who knew him. Like, after his conversion, pretty soon after his conversion, people were like, wait a minute. You're the guy that was out here killing Christians. You were the guy that, you know, you found joy in killing those who knew Christ. What happened to you? And then that's where the power of the gospel comes in. He said, God came into my heart. He changed me, and I am a convert, and I believe in Christ Jesus, and I am a Christian. And again, what an amazing testimony. And I don't know how many people were saved after Paul's conversion. I don't know how many that knew him before came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I would hope that there were many that did, because just an amazing thing. And, you know, you sit here and you say, wow, if God can save someone and turn Saul's life around, he can turn my life around. No matter what you've done, he can do that. I believe that somebody needs to hear this today. I think that's why God has put this on my heart, is because someone needs to hear this. Maybe you're struggling with that. Maybe you've done something in your life and you just say, you know, God would never want me, or I can't come into the kingdom of God at this point. Yes, you can. All you have to do is ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins, and then confess your sins and say, Lord, I need you to be the Lord of my life. That's all you got to do. Have faith. Faith is so, so powerful. And in the special feature episode, which I hope you will tune in for, I've got an amazing redemption story of a gospel singer named Donnie Sumner. Along with that, I've got a song that is a joyful reminder about how we are redeemed by Christ. And then finally, I've got a song mainly for the older crowd, but it's a song that hopefully will be your anthem that just reminds us that no matter what we've done through the good days and the bad days, that God is always with us. And so I hope you will listen to the special feature episode. And I just hope that after all the parts of this episode, that you understand what it means to be redeemed. And then it sort of brings a new meaning to the Christian walk in your life. Or maybe you've come to a new realization that no matter what you've done, you can still come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is never too late until you take your last breath. and just that you realize how important Jesus's death on the cross was. That's why at the end of every episode, you hear me say, thank you, God, for sending Jesus to die for us. Because to me, it was one of the most important events, or the most important event, of all of human history, along with Jesus' resurrection, of course. Jesus paid the price for our sins because we had sin and the curse of death, which we couldn't redeem. He redeemed us himself, and now we have access to the kingdom of God and to eternal life. How amazing is that? So I just want to say, if you've done something again in your life, you feel you can't be forgiven or redeemed from that, stop thinking that. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Satan wants you to think you can't be forgiven, but you can, and God can redeem, just like he did with Paul, just like I hope he does with those pastors and the other figures that I have mentioned. That is the message of the gospel. I think sometimes we try and overthink it and say, well, you know, I've done this and it goes against what God says, and I just don't know that I can be redeemed. Don't overthink it. It's simple. We've already been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He's given us our redemption ticket. Now turn in that. Accept that free gift that he gives us, the gift of salvation. Once again, I do appreciate you tuning in. I hope this episode was meaningful. I sometimes worry that I get on here and I kind of ramble and I'm going down different places and that it may be kind of confusing. But as I've said, I pray before each episode, Lord, please just guide me to what you want me to say. Make it meaningful. Make it touch somebody's life. Help them want to read your word and learn more about whatever topic it is that I'm talking about. So I hope that's what this episode has done. Let me say a quick prayer and I'll close this out for today. Lord, once again, thank you for redeeming us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray for those who are struggling with this concept of redemption, especially my brothers and sisters in Christ. And maybe they've kind of gone down the wrong path, like what we're going to hear on the special feature episode of Donnie Sumner, who got off into a lifestyle that was definitely not worthy of you, one that was not what you wanted for his life. And I pray that those that have done that understand that they have been redeemed and that they can come back to you and that you're never going to push us away, that you'll always receive us with open arms and that they are not beyond the point of being redeemed. Lord, I pray for those who don't know you, that one, they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior, but that they will understand as well that there is no sin that they cannot be forgiven for. That is something that is so important to understand because the enemy is alive and well in this world today, and he tries to make so many believe the lie that there is something that we can do that will make you love us less. And we know, or at least I know, that is definitely not the case. Thank you for your word. And once again, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. I do appreciate you tuning in. This was episode number 11, Redeemed by the Blood of Jesus, and I hope you will tune in. I hope to be able to maybe hopefully pick up the pace. I'm still trying to get several episodes out per month, or at least different parts of an episode out per month, and I'm working kind of fast, kind of got busy in the month of April. I didn't get one out. I did get one out last month, so again, it's hard doing these because I don't want to rush them. I just want God to guide me, and I want to find verses that I think are meaningful and that talk about whatever the topic of the episode is. And so I don't want to rush it. I don't want to just get on here and just, you know, start rambling and just say, well, you know, the Bible talks about this and then not give you any verses. So I hope I'm not going too slow for you. I hope I'm getting these out as quick as I can. And there's just so much more that I've got to share with you. So I hope to be able to do several more episodes in the near future. And just as a reminder, if you have any questions or you'd like to email the podcast, you can do so. truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I hope you will listen to the special feature episode of this episode. Again, it's got a couple songs on it that I think you will enjoy and a special redemption story as well. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.